Welcome to the Lively Living with Lupus podcast. I am your host, Lydia Romero Johnson, holistic health coach and registered nurse. So glad that you're here. Hello, everyone. Happy New Year. So it is the first Sunday of 2020, and I'm excited to be here with you. It's been a little bit of a while, but I'm glad to be back on connecting with you. And hello, hello. I know there's a lot of heavy going on in our world right now. So hopefully you listening will be a source of inspiration, hope. I'm all about positive vibes, you know, real talk, positive vibes. That's my intention. I'll be getting a little bit more clear as to what this podcast is actually gonna do. Who and how will it really impact? We'll see. I'm just looking for a little bit of clarity. But let's do a little 2019 reflection. Not sure if you had a chance to reflect yet on your last year, last decade. My gosh, can you believe it? It is crazy. So, I mean, just thinking back the last 10 years, so much has changed. The beginning of 2010? I was struggling with my health on so many levels. It wasn't until 2011 that I got the real download to start making some changes. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. Started on my holistic healing natural journey. And it's been a freaking game changer ever since. So many lessons and nuggets learned along the way. So much growth, progress. And of course, yes, there were tough times, frustrations, bump in the head, you know, yucky situations, all the things. It's this journey called life, right? But just looking at to live it in the most lively way as possible. Being resilient and hopeful and positive and supported and loved and curious and adventurous and fun and creative and inspired and all the things along the way. Yeah, there was so much. Gosh. Anyway, I'm going to have to take a little bit of time. I know I'll go through maybe before the end of this year and really go through and make the comparison of the past 10 years, but we'll see. Anyway, I'm just so glad to be here in this space and, you know, with my body being healthy and strong. I know, again, you know, everybody has different things going on, a different place with where they are with their lupus, and just people have so many other things going on in the world. But I'm just grateful right now to be in this body that is healthy. I'm able to move and eat and sleep and, you know, all of those things without any difficulty. So for that, I am so grateful. All right. So in 2019, though, I started the year with my intention, or what I call my word, my intention slash word of the year was create. And boy, that was fun. I did create a lot of things along the way, and it definitely opened me up in a vulnerable space and, I guess it was. I did have to kind of step up to the plate to be able to create and then to go the step further and share some of my creations. But I had a lot of growth in detail, awareness, in approaches to creating things, listening to inspired action. Just a lot. I never thought I was really a so-called creative person. Didn't think I could do creative things other than draw stick figures. You know, that was kind of my mindset, always very inspired and, you know, felt something awaken in me by looking at other people's arts or creativities and all those things and creations. And I surprised myself. So, you know, that was good and definitely want to continue in the creative space. I actually can't see it, you know, not being a part of me moving forward in my life and my health and my business and my family, all those things. Creativity is such an important part. Some of the things that I was able to do, combination of taking pictures to painting pictures to doing some home remodeling, DIY projects, which was kind of a surprise, to the end of the year, the very end of the year, starting to do some things in the kitchen, in the baking sense. What else? There was something else that surprised me recently that I did that I was like, oh, okay. It'll come to me. But anyway, oh, writing also. So writing, I will say, so this is where leading me to my 2020 word. NaNoWriMo was in November, National Novel Writing Month. I was very excited about it. I was going to go ahead and tackle my memoir and start writing and outline and start getting some things going. And holy shit, whew, I was hit with a wave of intense emotions that I was like, not trying to, like, I don't have time for you right now. So that was definitely something that spoke to me and helped me realize that I need to level up with my courage. So that goes along with vulnerability also, but courage was just the thing that was just speaking to me. And courage definitely goes in with the ability to create more and to share more and to, you know, be able to tell my story. Like Brené Brown mentions in one of her TED Talks, like the original definition of courage was to tell the story of who you are with your whole heart. You know, that's huge. That's vulnerable stuff. And so that is something, the word courage for 2020 is just speaking to me in the aspects of creating, of living, of thriving, of business, of family, of friends, of travel, of cooking, like in so many different areas. I feel like I need to definitely kick it up a couple notches in the courage space. Of course, like I said, I've had growth there. Yes, absolutely. But I still feel like there's some resistance in some areas and that, there's more growth to be had. So I think that's it for now. I would love to hear a little bit about your reflection of the past year, past decade, about your intention for 2020. If you have a word for this year, what it may be, what do you need to feel supported and inspired along the way? Because that's really important to be able to achieve the things that you desire. Set the intention. Danielle Laporte always talks about, how do I want to feel? So think about that. Sometimes that can help kind of guide you. So, how do you want to feel achieving your intention, being successful with your word for 2020? Think of all the positives that'll come along with them. Anyway, like I said, I'm going to be getting a little bit more clarity to see, you know, how this podcast is going to be going and flowing. I will for sure keep you in the loop. Also, if you are listening, for the next couple of days, I'm going to keep it up. I put a special New Year 2020 price on the Lively Living with Lupus course. It's a digital course. It's basically has like 6 weeks of homework. It's the 6 tips that like totally helped me transform my health and life to get to the place where I am, which is, you know, with not dealing with pain, having more energy, able to come off my meds with my doctor's blessing, you know, a lot of good things. I have it listed at a like insane low price. I'm going to keep that up for a couple more days. So if you are listening, go ahead and check that out before the price goes back up. All right, let me know if you have any questions. I wish you the very best today and always. Again, Happy New Year. Love always, Lydia. And check out LydiaRomeroJohnson.com if you haven't had a chance. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.